I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we are back. Welcome to this segment. I'm Buddy Shula here with Kevin O'Brien. You hear Kevin all over the place for Ficta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care, and that's where you want to go. 1-800-309-2020 is the phone number. Of course, you can always go to the website, because I got to say, you have a comprehensive website if you're talking about anything to do with the eyes, even glasses. You know, some people have a fashion statement with glasses. You can find everything at Ficta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care. And today we're going to be focusing on a couple things. One of those things are cataracts, some new implant choices. So a lot of things for our older audience, our seniors, our boomers, a lot of that going on. First of all, tell me about this, the 100 Durista glaucoma patients.
Sure.
Appreciation Day. What was
we
that?
We talked about this last time about glaucoma, the plumbing problem of the eye that people are on eye drops. And Durista is the first implant you put inside the eye. And we are the number one office in all of the United States to put more of these things in the last few months than anywhere else in the U.S. And it's because our doctors embrace new technology. So imagine not having to put eye drops in your eyes because you can't squeeze a bottle, or you don't feel good doing the bottle, or you forget to do the bottle of drops. So it's the first time ever you put this little implant in the eye. It lasts in clinical trials for up to 2 years. So you're not having to do that anymore of putting glaucoma drops in. It's big. It's a real big thing, because then folks have freedom. And we've done, like I say, over 100. We just celebrated our 100 Appreciation Day in our office on Porter Avenue. With cupcakes and coffee, and people came in and we had a big deal about it. We did also an appreciation day in our other office not too long ago, but it's a big deal. And if you have talked to your doctor, our doctor, or any doctor, and just say, if you're on glaucoma drops, is there anything new so I don't have to use these stupid drops? And this works.
Like, is this something that, like, I don't have glaucoma, but, you know, I do take eye drops for dry eye.
Yeah.
Is this something that helps someone like me, or is this specifically for glaucoma?
Specific to glaucoma, and it's just the first time ever. It's the same drug they've used for a long time in an eye drop form, but because it's now implantable inside the eye, it's like kind of like a pacemaker. You put it in, you forget about it. And the idea is, you know, it's there for a couple of years, then you get another one, and, you know, insurance usually covers it, so it's not out of pocket. Don't quote me, but most insurances will pay for it. It's a big deal.
Technology has changed so much as it comes to your eyes, from, you know, removing a cataract to new implant choices to see better, things that can replace reading glasses, all kinds of stuff. What with a senior audience, with a baby boomer audience, what are the main things that Ficta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care can help them with?
Well, you know, if you're told that you are going to have back surgery or knee surgery or hip surgery or whatever, you can't really try it out. You can't get a hip and walk around with it for a week. You know, it's one of those things. You have your hip until you get a new one, right? So now, if you have to have cataract surgery and you have to have an implant put in your eye, take it for a spin. You come in, and if you're going to get what's called a premium lens, which does distance and near and all points in between, you know, it's going to cost a few bucks, but rather than, it's like you take it for a test drive, you come in and they give you a contact lens that simulates that vision, and you tell us if you like it. If you hate it, we're not going to make you get an implant that's just not going to work for you. And then the standard implant, which is usually covered by Medicare, that would be fine. Then you have to wear reading glasses, but it's something that's interesting to try to see where you fall out and how you're going to correct your vision problems. Cataract surgery is an amazing thing. I've had it done myself. But to really see how well you want to see after the fact, you can take a trial first, and it works very well.
Why are people afraid of cataract surgery?
You know, the mystique is that it's, you know, it's like your grandmother's surgery that, you know, the listener's grandmother, not grandmother's today, but years ago it was a big deal, and now it's not. Now it's, you know, there are some places, it was just funny. We just had a patient in the other day, and a true story. He said to the doctor, he said, well, can you do that right now, the cataract surgery? And the doctor said, well, no. He says, you know, they're from Florida. And he said, no. He says, you know, we take you to a surgery center, and, you know, you get a little happy juice and you have it done, and it's great. And I've had it done. You're an amazing experience. But in some states, They do it in the office. So in some states, that's how easy it is. Not that we make it harder here, but New York has more rules. So it's not the stay in the hospital for 3 days. It's not any of that. It's have it done. The next morning you come in, you get checked out, and you're back to your normal life pretty fast.
Because in the olden days, I mean, people had to like put a pork chop on their eye, right? Like when they were laying in a hospital bed, didn't meat like help the eye? Or is it just
that's a cartoon, buddy. That's step. Bugs Bunny, and they put a steak on your eye after you go one-on-one for a black eye. I love this man because he's always talking about food because he knows I'm hungry. No, but all kidding aside, they used to put sandbags on either side of your head.
Sandbags,
yeah.
Right.
You know, it's just like you tell somebody the story, and they tell somebody else, and then it turns into a pork chop.
What did they make pork chop? Didn't that help with something, putting meat on something?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you get a black eye, it's like putting a steak on your eye in a boxing ring to kind of numb it, and what to take the black and blue out. It was the cold of the meat more so than the meat itself. So we're rooted in thin fact, buddy. That's a good thing to remember.
I don't. All I do is remember these weird factoids about things.
I learned everything from cartoons myself, so not to worry.
So we're here with Kevin O'Brien from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. And Kevin is a frequent guest, of course, a great guest. And I believe in Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care very much and anything you have done there. I could tell you that you're in the best hands you could possibly be. I had my LASIK surgery, which is basically for younger people. And at that time, I was younger. It was about 20 years ago younger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and, you know, to this day, I still see great by what your practice has done.
Buddy inspired us. I mean, we actually took out billboards, was LASIK for chickens, back to the poultry.
Yeah.
And it was actually not pork chops. Buddy was probably one of the most terrified people, and my deep respect for his ability to go through this and trust us, I mean, that's priceless because it was scary for him, and he, you know, muscled up and did it, and he still sees fine to this day, and he will forever until he gets cataracts. Cataract is a natural changing inside your eye, but we value that people trust us. I mean, everybody knows Buddy Shuley. He's everywhere, and people ask you about your eyes. Yeah, there's a lot of people that come to me and say, so the end result is, you know, we value your trust.
Well, I got to tell you, I remember those days, and I remember when I had the procedure at your office, and there was the bed, you know, you do it on, you do this, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's like a dental chair, but yeah,
it goes all the way back. And I remember you had to put me in like a straight jacket to not go out of the building.
I remember leg restraints and handcuffs. Maybe that was another day. No, we didn't restrain
them. Yeah, that was for another thing.
We didn't restrain them in any way, because basically people, and all kidding aside, people ask us all the time, are you going to tie me down? I'm like, nah, that costs more. No, we don't tie anybody down. Street clothes, it's a little chilly in there, but you lay flat for about, I don't know, 5 minutes, and you're done. And it's come so far from even when Buddy had it done. It's now, laser's a fast thing. So if your kids want to have it done, tell them to call us, because we have some things that no one else in Western New York has, specifically called Zeiss Smile. But yeah, we love our stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's compared to that technology, it's like when I had it done, it was like, it's like people were building fires with wood, you know, wood sticks, yeah, rubbing them together.
Says, yeah, we used to use candles and chicken wire and stuff, but and he's still doing them. He's still around. He's not doing surgery, but it was a scary thing, like cataract surgery, when you don't know what you don't know. So what I tell people is, come to our events. We have these once a month called Lunch and Learn, and we hold them next door at My Tomato Pie, and we have anywhere from 20, 30, 40 people, usually about 30 people. You get lunch, you get to talk to a doctor, you get to kind of ask about cataracts, ask about implants. And the big thing is, how many times you get to sit in front of a professional and ask them questions at no charge? And for showing up, we love it, because it helps us to educate. And that's part of our role as people in medicine, is to show you, you know, the non-scary side of it. So our Lunch and Learn, if you look on our website, you'll see our next one in November. It's coming up pretty quick.
So the Lunch and Learns, I'll tell you why they work, and I'll tell you why every seminar you do is good, because I watch it. I watch the people who are there, and I know what they're thinking. They like the doctor being mm-hmm. there. So sure. Like they like the doctor's attention, because how many times can you sit for an hour with the actual doctor performing.
And asking questions one-on-one.
Right. Yeah. And the actual doctor. If anybody, you know, if somebody had a surgery coming up and they said, oh, yeah, the doctor wants to meet you over at Russell Steaks and Chops, just talk to you for an hour.
Back to the chops, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they would want to do that. And that's the main reason, I think, people like these lunch and learns, because the doctor's there.
Well, it takes away the curtain and the white coat effect of terror, because you go into a doctor's office. I go into a doctor's office, my blood pressure goes up, because naturally you think the world is going to end and, oh my goodness, I'm going to need all these things. And even every time I give blood or draw blood, they always say your blood pressure's up. Well, like, no kidding. It's because you have a white coat on and I don't, you know, so it's always that control thing. But the idea is to sit in front of a doc and, you know, they come in, they got scrubs on, they look like pajamas. I have my scrubs on right now. And you get to, and they're very calm. I mean, all of them are very informative, but very calm about it. And you can, it, there's no question that's too small, or there's no dumb questions. You ask them everything you want to know. And in the end, you have a really nice lunch.
What are the difference between scrubs and regular clothes?
Really, there aren't any other than I have my logo on
them. I'm just looking at you and I'm like, why wouldn't you just be able to wear a t-shirt? I mean, is there some secret in these scrubs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you put them on when you're inside the building and you don't wear them outside. And, you know, I wear them outside because I'm done for the day. But the idea is, you know, you can wear them in a setting where it's sterile. Our settings are not, it's not like a hospital, but it is it's a sterile technique, but I can wear scrubs in there because, you know, I'm working. And it's like a work uniform, but people identify that with, it's very calming. Like, that's why I love wearing these scrubs. Not only do they feel comfortable for me, but I get people all the time, they'll come up to me, and if I leave the building, right, like when I get out at the end of the day, people walk up to me and they say that I got my name on one side and where I work on the other side. And say I stop at Tops and I'm buying something, someone invariably will always say I either had my eyes done there or I heard the commercials. I want to know about it. And you talk and it's like a billboard. And I love to talk to people and tell them how easy stuff is. So I love scrubs for that reason. Plus, they're comfortable. But
I want to buy scrubs because I want to be like famous. What I want to say is, like, Buddy Shula, MD.
You go to jail for that, buddy.
Can you really?
Oh, yeah. You can't. Well, it's like impersonating a medical professional or a lawyer. You can't do that without doing that. I never had doctor on here. I have COT, which stands for Certified Ophthalmic Technician, which a lot of people thought my last name was Cott for a while. And then I explained to him what COT is. But that's a whole long other explanation about JACOPO, which is an organization that governs all the medical professionals. And you get an opportunity to show them, like, what I do and why. I've been doing this for 33 years. I've been in the business for 40, but in medicine for 33 years. And it's nice that they treat me like a professional. I'm not a doctor, but, you know, they look at you and they say, you know, tell me about this stuff. And I find the greatest joy in the world, not only coming here and talking to you and talking about this stuff, but people, I love talking to people that ask me about cataracts and they ask me about these things.
God, I admire you.
I tell him that all the time because it's true. One thing I do want to tell you before I forget, two quick things. We are saying that if you have grandchildren, we talked about the free trial of laser. So if you have anybody that is specifically farsighted, call the office, say, you know, I heard on Buddy Shula's show that I might be a candidate for free laser. They'll ask you some questions and they'll be able to tell you right then and there.
That's big.
And, yeah. I mean, we haven't done that in a while, but we are part of FDA trials, have been for many, many years. We've done many of those. We help to make things that are reality now. They were only in trials years ago, and now we're part of the people that help to decide those things. And the other things, like our doctors are, you say, well, why come to FICTA? The doctors speak internationally once or twice a year at these conferences. They're off to San Diego, and they're going to talk to other doctors and share their experience about new intraocular lenses for cataract. And it's I'm very proud of them. I mean, those guys work very hard for their reputation. They earned it.
Your doctors are the best, and I'm not saying that from a personal level and from an experience level. Nothing compares in
well,
Buffalo.
Thank you. Yeah, I believe that, too.
And I mean that for surgeries, for cataract surgeries, for, you know, different surgeries that older people now can get to help them see better, to not wear reading glasses, everything. You can go off the whole gamut. If you go to your website, you can see all of those services, ficta.com, or just Google Ficta, and that'll come up. But you really have the best of the best people.
Well, we have to be careful. We can't say we're the best because then you have to prove it. But what I say, because there are people that are out there.
You're the best.
Well, that's nice. And I appreciate that because that's his opinion. And I agree, too. But I always say we try to always do our best. And, you know, come in and see us and call us. We'd love to hear from you.
1-800-309-2020 is the phone number, especially if you have cataracts or you want to know if you possibly could have cataracts. You make sure to call FICTA, 1-800-309-2020. Perfecta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care. Kevin O'Brien, it's always, it's just a cool conversation every time.
Time flies every time I'm here.
Yeah. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.